The Motion Picture Association of America plans to make changes to its rating system for the first time in 16 years. Filmmakers and child health advocates have long criticized the system. Still, these changes may not make either group happy, as NPR's Kim Masters reports.
Experts on child health have argued that the rating system does not provide enough information for parents who are trying to decide which movies are appropriate for their kids. Kimberly Thompson is a Harvard professor and director of the Kids Risk Project.
The absence of standards and the lack of transparency in how films are rated is just a disaster.
Filmmakers have also complained that the system operates in secrecy, using guidelines that are difficult to fathom. Now, the MPAA says it is a couple of months away from posting new information on its website to illuminate ratings criteria. It will also provide demographic information about the anonymous parents who serve as raters, though it will not reveal their names. And for the first time, filmmakers who are appealing a ratings decision will be allowed to cite precedent set in other movies to support their arguments.
It'll still be a secret organization.
Kirby Dick made the documentary This Film Is Not Yet Rated, and he doubts the MPAA's changes will address his complaints. He says the organization serves the big studios that make up its membership.
They run the system, and they are the people that put out the films that are rated by the system. So they have made sure, having that kind of power, that they set up a system that benefits them and not the public.
Dick says the system is much tougher on sexuality, particularly gay sexuality, than it is on violence, a bias that often affects independent filmmakers. Harvard's Kimberly Thompson says the MPAA has also been inconsistent when it deals with violence. She observes that this is MPAA Chairman Dan Glickman's first crack at reforming the rating system. She hopes he will take bold steps to improve it. Kim Masters, NPR News.